In 1987, an Australian researcher named David John Oates announced to the public that after 3 years of research into a phenomenon known as backward masking, he had discovered another human sense. David Oates claimed that hidden within the sounds of speech there existed a second covert form of communication. He called it reverse speech, the voice of the unconscious mind. Here's an extract from the very first news broadcast that heralded this revolutionary discovery.
Two Adelaide researchers claim they've discovered the seventh sense through their study of backward masking, the practice of listening to music and speech played in reverse. David Oates and Greg Albrecht say they have had thousands of examples of unintentional backward messages found on tapes of speeches by politicians, rock music, even plain everyday conversations.
It started with the Beatles, the Fab Four had teenagers around the world playing songs backwards to hear bizarre references to drugs, Satan, even the rumored death of Paul McCartney. Now two Adelaide men have taken the study of backward masking further in what they say is a world first in research into the subject. Teacher Greg Albrecht and his associate David Oates have spent thousands of hours listening to all kinds of music, lyrics, conversations, speeches and interviews, backwards and forwards. They've come up with the startling conclusion that subconscious thoughts unintentionally appear in speech.
And it wouldn't be long before other news services started reporting on the story.
Tape record someone speaking, then play it backwards. Chances are you'll think it all sounds like gibberish. But according to two Adelaide researchers, there are secret messages to be heard in backward speech. The technique is called backmasking, and after thousands of hours of listening, these researchers have developed a theory to explain it. Hargit's report.
David's theories are gaining acceptance. Psychotherapist Caroline Mead has been using his expertise in treating her patients.
If there's something that we're not picking up on, some strong drive that's going on, I often suggest that the person do a session with David, and when they bring the reversals back, it becomes very apparent as to what's going on.
David has also been used in a couple of child molestation claims and recently actually helped the New South Wales police in a murder case.
So David Oates' research into the science of reverse speech is now starting to be accepted in the United States and Australia. As Michael Beattie found out, David claims reversals reveal our inner thoughts.
If people think we're crazy, well, that's fine. I'm sure they thought Isaac Newton was crazy too.
Is this a sign of that sort of magnitude? Is this going to change life as we know it?
Yeah, we found quite a few common things, like, for example, reverse messages will often relate directly to what the person is saying forward.
And with that, I'd like to welcome David Oates. Thank you.
David began to lecture extensively and became a popular guest on Australian television. His theories reached the U.S., and after a successful lecture tour in 1989, he moved to Dallas, Texas to establish a permanent research base. From there, his ideas quickly spread, and he attracted much attention. Here is well-known author and lecturer Dr. Larry Dossey talking about David's work.
I read the materials, and I must say I was utterly fascinated by the possibility that one could decode unconscious messages from people by playing their speech in reverse. I was so intrigued by it, I assembled some of my friends. Everyone was fascinated. The general reaction was that this is one of the strangest phenomena they had come across. Everyone was utterly intrigued by the idea, and I think generally their response mirrored my own, which is that this is one of the possibly most important breakthroughs in human communication that has emerged in recent years. It certainly would be one of the most stunning pieces of evidence for the existence of the unconscious that has ever been put on the table. If the research goes in the direction that David Oates thinks it will, then there would be no doubt about the power of the unconscious mind.
Larry Dossey further went on to say that the discovery may prove of Nobel caliber. So great was the interest in David's work that by the end of 1990, he had conducted well over 100 media interviews, including CNN's popular The Larry King Show.
Good evening. I'm Jack Anderson, sitting in for Larry King. heavy metal is now on trial in Reno, Nevada. Two teenagers made a suicide pact after spending hours listening to the stained glass album by the British rock group Judas Priest. Their families blame the band and its producer, CBS Records, for what happened. They claim the band has concealed subliminal messages glorifying death and Satan into the album. Now, whether these messages exist and how they work is something David Oates has dedicated his life to. He's pioneering some groundbreaking research into whether we all send subliminal messages in our everyday conversation as we do in music.
Okay.
David, tell us about this unique and this unusual research that you're doing.
Years of research, the concept of playing recorded messages backwards and finding hidden messages and hidden agendas, that's my main angle on this. The way I normally approach reverse speech is more for an investigative tool. It's been extremely useful in all aspects of investigative work. I've been able to determine deception. I've been able to find evidence. I have been able to find out if my informants are telling me the truth.
From the moment I was introduced to the concept at a lecture last year in October, I thought that the potential contribution to reverse speech to the world of psychology and business could be enormous. And it's that aspect of actually penetrating the unconscious mind that seems to be extraordinary.
The classes are great. There are a lot of professionals who take the classes. We have counselors, psychotherapists, attorneys, investigators. Our ideas are not encouraged. And David, who's teaching the class, is a very open and encouraging and supportive person.
I think it has profoundly influenced the way I now view people and the depth of the mind and the unconscious mind. There's so much to understand, and reverse speech is the door to understanding the unconscious mind. I feel David Oates has made a revolutionary discovery on the caliber of Freud or Jung, and for centuries in the future we'll be reading in history books how David Oates made this discovery, and I feel like
now, I would like to officially welcome you to this basic reverse speech training course. My name is David John Oates, and I'm the founder and developer of the reverse speech technology. For more than 10 years now, I have devoted my life to the meticulous research and analysis of unconscious signals that are embedded backwards into the sounds of speech. If human speech is recorded and played backwards, these unconscious signals can be heard amongst the gibberish as quick, intelligent phrases that usually occur once every 10 or 15 seconds. This phenomenon has received much publicity over recent years, from religious fundamentalists claiming the work of the devil, to government spokesmen denying all knowledge of such a phenomenon. Some people claim that it is coincidence, others claim it is imagination. I claim it is another human sense, like sight, touch and sound. I claim it is the unconscious mind of man speaking, and I call it reverse speech. For centuries, mankind has been searching for a way to access the human mind, to hear thoughts, to understand the nature of our being. Reverse speech provides us with just that, a way to read the human mind. In this following tape series, I will be explaining to you exactly what reverse speech is, how it can be used, and what it can teach us. At the same time, I will be giving you precise steps you will need to know in order to understand and decode this complex phenomena. Let us begin this tape series now by listening to a reversal that is always very popular. It comes from Neil Armstrong as he took his famous first steps on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
I'm going to step off the limb.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful to me, Neil.
I now want to play you a section of that soundtrack in reverse. Embedded amongst the gibberish is a speech reversal that says, man will spacewalk. This was a very significant reversal. At the time, when man took his first steps on the moon, it was believed that this was the beginning of a long trek to the stars. Therefore, Neil Armstrong's reversal is reflective of the thinking at the time, man will spacewalk. There's one other significant aspect to this example. Neil Armstrong actually got his prepared lines wrong. He was supposed to say, that's one small step for a man. But instead, he said, that's one small step for man. Speech reversals occur frequently in the mispronunciations and idiosyncrasies of speech. Had Neil Armstrong said his lines correctly, the reversal might never have occurred. Here it is again at three speeds. I'll now play that soundtrack forwards and immediately reversed. Note how the speech reversal, man will spacewalk, relates directly to the forward dialogue. This would appear to be obvious, but it needs to be pointed out. It is a very important aspect in the theory of reverse speech. Here we go.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming.
I'm going to step off the limb. That's one small step for man.
Let us now have another look at some speech reversals. I'm going to play you a short track from Ross Perot, who was a candidate for the 1992 presidential election. There was much controversy at the time about his motives in running for office. Here he is being interviewed on the Judy Woodruff Show.
Is either the Clinton plan or the Bush plan closer to what Ross Perot believes?
Well, the volunteers would make that decision. I would not say, well, I propose one or the other. They will make that decision.
But does it make you optimistic, again, that Governor Clinton or the president is going to make these kind of changes when they are making, their top advisors are making these kinds of statements?
We'll give them every opportunity. It's the best we can do. Now,
two speech reversals occur in this soundtrack. The first one says, this is a gamble. Here it is at three speeds.
Yes, sir, that gamble.
Yes, sir, that gamble. Yes, sir, that gamble.
The second reversal to occur is a little long, so I'll split it up into two parts. Here is the first part. I'll play it for you at two separate speeds without telling you what it says. Here we go.
And isn't it service?
The reversal says, I am willing to give service. Listen to it again at a reduced speed.
And isn't it give service?
The second half of the reversal uses a metaphor. Speech reversals frequently speak in metaphors, using pictures to communicate thousands of words. We'll cover reverse speech metaphors in some depth as this tape series continues. The reversal says, I make fire round with eagles. Listen to it now, very carefully. Fire is a common reverse speech metaphor that simply means high emotional energy. Eagle is a common reverse speech word meaning insight and vision. In this case, though, eagle may simply refer to an American patriot. According to Perot, he is inspiring and motivating thousands of American patriots in the form of volunteers. Hear those two reversals again, this time played forwards and immediately reversed.
I would not say, well, I propose one or the other. They will make that decision. Yes,
sir. And here is the second reversal, the complete reversal once again. I am willing to give service. I make fire round with eagles.
Kind of changes when they are making, their top advisors are making these kinds of statements.
We'll give them every opportunity. It's the best we can do. Now, I am willing to give service. Can this fire round with eagles?
what exactly is reverse speech? How are those backward messages getting there? Let me state first of all that prior to my public announcements in 1987, reverse messages, called backward masking at the time, were thought to only occur in music. They were described as messages hidden in a song that could only be discovered when the sequence of music listening was reversed. There were two main types of backward masking. One was intentional, that is, when the recording studio superimposed another message backwards over the main soundtrack. It could be recognised, when playing the track forwards, as gibberish. Here's an example of a backward message that I made in my recording studio. Listen carefully for the gibberish in the background. So, what do you think of the recording so far? Are you feeling alright? Using the reversing machine that came with this tape series, play the previous soundtrack backwards now and listen to the reverse message. It will now sound forward. All I was doing was superimposing soundtracks in the recording studio. This was an obvious example of an intentionally engineered message. Some rock and roll bands use this technique as a recording gimmick. However, it was a gimmick only, and by far the vast majority of messages that occurred backwards in music were not engineered, but rather appeared amongst the gibberish with no seeming explanation. This is the second type of backward masking that I have called reverse speech. It occurs naturally and continuously in all forms of spoken communication, at a rate of approximately one reversal every 10 seconds of conversation. The examples on Neil Armstrong and Ross Perot that I played earlier were genuine speech reversals. That is, backward messages that did not occur by technical processes or coincidence of sound. So how exactly are reversals getting there? The answer is simple. Our brain is putting them there. They occur automatically as we speak in the same way as body language, facial movements, and other unconscious signals of expression occur. It is a natural function of the human mind, no more, no less. Some religious fundamentalists claim that occultic manipulation or Satan worship is the reason that backward messages occur. Unfortunately, that argument is difficult to counter, as it revolves around belief systems rather than logical analysis. But if backward messages are caused by the occult rather than the unconscious mind, then many religious evangelists are in deep trouble, because even they have speech reversals. Let's have a listen now to Dallas evangelist Robert Tilton.
Come on, people, give me a little break. You make the decision if you're going to listen or repeat the lies of the devil, or you're going to buckle under and stay with me. And you know something?
A reversal occurs on this section that says, I'm selling your grief. Here it is at three speeds.
I'm selling your grief. I'm selling your grief. I'm selling your grief.
And here is a second soundtrack on Robert Tilton, forwards.
We're just going to keep on. We'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not to be big, but just to help and reach more people. JC, is the bank and the FBI investigating that employee?
A reversal occurs on this section that says, keep on stealing it, I have sinned. Listen to the K on the beginning of the word keep. It is a little bit imprecise. Here is that reversal. Reverse speech truly is a brand new frontier. Come with me now as I condense 10 years of hard research and several training classes together into the remainder of these 8 training tapes.